Section 5. Learning to drive. Starting the engine. Check the vehicle owner's manual for instructions to start the vehicle. To start the engine, place your right foot on the brake pedal and check the gear selector for park. Insert the key into the ignition and turn it, or push the start button. Moving the vehicle. Move the gear selector to D, drive. Check forward for a safe path and check for traffic to the sides and behind. Signal and if safe, move your foot off the brake and to the accelerator and press gently. Accelerate gradually and smoothly with the ball of your foot on the pedal and the heel of your foot on the floor. Stopping the vehicle. Check your mirrors for traffic to the rear of your vehicle. Move your foot from the accelerator to the brake pedal. Press with steady pressure until your vehicle comes to a stop. The distance it takes to bring a vehicle to a complete stop depends on several factors. Driver's reaction time. Speed at which the vehicle is traveling. The condition of the vehicle's brakes. The condition of the pavement, wet, dry, icy, salted, gravel, etc. Allow 3 to 4 seconds following distance of the vehicle ahead of you. A driver must stop behind the stop line or crosswalk at any stop sign or red traffic signal before entering an intersection. Behind the stop line or crosswalk at any red traffic signal where right or left turns on red are permitted. The driver may only proceed with a legal turn on red after coming to a full stop and yielding the right of way to all crossing traffic and to all pedestrians crossing the intersection. At a flashing red traffic signal, yielding to all traffic that does not have to stop. At a sidewalk, or if there is no sidewalk, at a point prior to entering the roadway, when emerging from an alley, driveway, or private road in a business or residential district. Drivers must yield the right of way to any pedestrian on the sidewalk. Before entering an intersection if there is not sufficient space on the other side to accommodate the vehicle. The law applies whether or not a traffic signal gives a driver the right to proceed. At the approach of a public safety vehicle, such as a police car, fire engine, or ambulance, displaying flashing lights and sounding a warning signal, unless the vehicle is traveling in the opposite direction on a divided highway. Move as far as possible to the right of the road and remain there until the emergency vehicle has passed. Steering. Turn the steering wheel in the direction you want the vehicle to move, whether moving forward or in reverse. Place both hands on the outside of the steering wheel on opposite sides, at the 4 and 8 o'clock positions, to maintain control of the vehicle and to avoid airbags if they should deploy. Your grip on the steering wheel should be firm but gentle. Backing up. To back up your vehicle safely, check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children and small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your foot on the brake and shift to reverse. Grasp the steering wheel at the 12 o'clock position with your left hand. Place your right arm on the back of the passenger seat and look directly through the rear window. Use your mirrors for backing up, but keep in mind that these mirrors do not show the area immediately behind your vehicle. Utilize backup, rear view cameras, if applicable, but don't rely solely on the backup, rear view camera, as it may not show the whole area. Accelerate gently and smoothly, keeping your speed slow. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing up. Steer slightly in the direction the rear of the vehicle should move. If backing up while turning, make quick checks to the front and sides. Continue looking to the rear until coming to a complete stop. Intersections and turning. At all intersections, reduce your speed and search for traffic control devices. Oncoming and cross traffic, including motorcycles and bicycles, look left, right, then left again. Pedestrians, roadway conditions, and areas of limited visibility. Turns. When turning, signal your intentions. Search all corners for traffic controls, pedestrians, other vehicles, and so on. Enter and maintain proper position in the lane that is closest to the direction you want to go. Look through the turn to the farthest point possible along the intended path. Accelerate smoothly to appropriate speed, make sure your turn signal is cancelled, and check traffic to the rear. Turn signal. A turn signal must be given at least 100 feet before the intended turn. This may be accomplished by using either a mechanical signal or the appropriate hand-arm signal. Right turns. Avoid swinging wide to the left before making the turn. Always turn right from the rightmost portion of your lane into the rightmost portion of the street you're turning onto. Left turns. When making a left turn, yield to oncoming traffic. Always turn left from the leftmost portion of your lane into the lane furthest left, just to the right of the center dividing line of the street you're turning onto. This pertains to four-lane highways as well. Multiple lane turning. Identify and enter the lane from which you will turn. Stay in that lane until the turn is completed. Turning on a red traffic signal. Right turn on red. You may turn right at a red traffic signal, unless a sign specifically prohibits it. When making a right turn on red, you must come to a complete stop and allow all crossing traffic and all pedestrians to clear the intersection before you proceed. Left turn on red. You may turn left at a red traffic signal, only from the extreme left lane of a one-way street onto another one-way street, unless the intersection has a sign posted forbidding a left turn on red. Tips. At a traffic signal when the light turns green, pause before moving into the intersection. Do not rely on other road users to obey traffic signals or signs, as they may not yield the right of way. When you encounter a situation where you have a green light, but traffic fills the roadway across the intersection, stop prior to the intersection and wait until traffic across the intersection moves forward. Do not move into the intersection and stop. Do not block traffic in the intersection. When turning onto a road, take the time to make sure your path of travel is clear and there is no crossing traffic. You need a large enough gap to get your vehicle across the roadway. You need enough space to turn into the appropriate lane and get up to speed. If an approaching vehicle has on its turn signal, do not pull out or turn in front of that vehicle without assured proper distance. Do not assume the vehicle is turning. The driver may turn after passing your vehicle or may have forgotten to turn off their signal. When stopped at a stop sign where you cannot see crossing traffic, edge forward to check for traffic before entering the intersection. Roundabouts or traffic circles. A roundabout or traffic circle is a circular intersection with design features that promote safe and efficient traffic flow. Vehicles travel counterclockwise around a raised center island, with entering traffic yielding the right of way to circulating traffic. When using roundabouts or traffic circles, upon approaching a roundabout, check for signs regarding your travel direction. You cannot change lanes once you are in the roundabout. Slow down to enter the roundabout or traffic circle. Enter a roundabout or traffic circle in a counterclockwise direction. Yield to the traffic already in the roundabout or traffic circle. Look to the left for traffic and enter when the lane is clear. Once you have entered the roundabout, keep moving. Do not stop or change lanes. Proceed to the appropriate exit, turn on signal, and exit. Use the first exit to turn right. Use the second exit to go straight. Use the third exit to turn left. Use the fourth exit to make a U-turn. Lane travel. Drive on the right half of the roadway except when overtaking and passing another vehicle proceeding in the same direction. Driving on a road divided into three or more marked lanes. Driving on a road designed and posted for one-way traffic. Otherwise directed by a police officer or traffic control device. An obstruction makes it necessary for you to drive left of center. Yield the right of way to oncoming traffic. When driving on a road with four or more lanes, drive in the right lane. Use the lane just right of center to pass and make left turns. Changing lanes. When changing lanes, first ensure the change can be made safely as described below. Check your mirrors and blind spots or areas around your vehicle that cannot be seen while using the rear view or side view mirrors, by turning your head and looking over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Identify a gap in traffic, signal, and look again in the direction of the lane change. Adjust your speed and steering into the lane. Cancel your turn signal. Entering a multi-lane highway. Upon entering a freeway, be aware of the vehicle ahead. Look over your shoulder in the direction you are merging and use your outside mirrors to identify a gap in traffic. Signal and use the acceleration lane to reach the speed of other vehicles to merge with the traffic flow. Make sure to cancel your turn signal. Exiting a roadway. It is important to know where you are exiting the roadway. Plan to move to the lane closest to your exiting point early enough to avoid a quick lane change. Maintain your vehicle speed as long as you are on the main roadway. Signal your intention, move to the deceleration lane and slow your exiting speed. Check the posted speed for the deceleration lane. If you miss your exit, take the next one. Do not use the opening through the median, which is for use only by emergency and public safety vehicles. Passing. How to pass? Check for oncoming traffic. Check your mirrors and over your shoulder for following or passing vehicles. Signal your intentions when it is safe to pass. Steer smoothly into the passing lane. Maintain or adjust speed as necessary. Continue to pass until both headlights of the passed vehicle are visible in the rear view mirror. Signal your intention to return to the lane. Steer smoothly into the lane, maintaining or adjusting speed as appropriate. When being passed, stay in your lane. Maintain a constant speed to allow the driver to pass you. Do not attempt to pass when an oncoming vehicle is approaching. Your view is blocked by a curve or a hill. At intersections, before a highway, railroad crossing, or bridge. Multi-lane, two-way roadway. Passing is permitted when safe to do so. On multi-lane roads, the leftmost lane is intended to be used for passing slower vehicles when the pass can be completed without interfering with traffic in either direction. Never pass on the shoulder, whether it is paved or not. Solid double yellow lines on two-lane, two-way roadway. Passing is prohibited from both directions when there is a solid double yellow line in the center of the road. Crossing the center line is permitted only to turn left into driveways or pass a slow-moving vehicle, for example, bicycle or vehicle displaying a slow-moving vehicle sign, when safe to do so. Passing zone on two-lane, two-way roadway. Passing is prohibited when the solid yellow line is in your lane. You can only pass when the broken yellow line is in your lane. Center two-way left turn lane. A two-way left turn lane in the center of a multi-lane, two-way roadway is reserved only for left-turning vehicles in either direction. Special signs and pavement marking arrows are used. This lane is not used for passing, merging into traffic, or traveling. Railroad crossings. Around, yellow warning sign with an X symbol and RR letters, or a white, X-shaped, crossbuck. Sign with the text railroad crossing indicates a highway railroad grade crossing. Some crossings are marked with train activating flashing red lights, with or without a gate. These signs caution you to slow down and be prepared to stop upon seeing or hearing a train. Stop no closer than 15 feet from the crossing when a train is approaching. Wait until the train has passed and any warning signals have stopped before crossing the tracks. When the crossing is marked with only pavement markings or crossbuck signs, slow down and be prepared to stop if you see or hear a train approaching. Do not stop on the tracks and do not attempt to cross the tracks when a train is approaching. If the crossing is marked with a stop sign, all vehicles must stop before proceeding. Operators of motor vehicles carrying passengers for hire, school buses, or vehicles carrying explosives or flammable liquids are required to stop at railroad crossings. The drivers listen through an open door or window, look in both directions for an approaching train, and for signals indicating the approach of a train, and then proceed with care. Stopping for a school bus, ORC 4511.75. A driver must stop for a school bus when the school bus is dropping off or picking up students. When a school bus driver is preparing to stop the bus, he or she activates four amber, yellow, warning lights, two on the front and two on the rear of the bus. The warning lights continue to flash until the bus is fully stopped. Other vehicles are not required to stop during the amber flashing lights, but should prepare to stop as soon as the bus comes to a full stop. When the bus comes to a complete stop, the amber lights stop flashing and four red lights, two in front and two in back, start flashing while the children enter or leave the bus. In addition, the bus may be equipped with a stop arm with flashing red lights that automatically extends beneath the window on the left side of the bus. If there is no stop arm, you are still required to stop. If the bus is stopped on a street or road with fewer than four lanes, all traffic approaching the bus from either direction must stop at least 10 feet from the front or rear of the bus and remain stopped until the bus begins to move or the bus driver signals motorists to proceed. If the bus is stopped on a street or road with four or more lanes, only traffic proceeding in the same direction as the bus must stop at the rear of the bus and remain stopped until the bus begins to move. School bus drivers believing a motorist has unlawfully passed the stopped bus, if possible, will report the license plate number and location to the law enforcement agency, who will attempt to determine the identity of the driver. Parking. Always park in a designated area. Vehicles must be parked facing the direction of traffic on that side of the street, parallel to and not more than 12 inches from the right curb. On one-way streets, vehicles may be parked parallel to and not more than 12 inches from the right or left curb. Angled parking is marked with lines. No parking zones, handicapped spaces. Check for signs or painted curbs that may prohibit or limit parking. Some parking restrictions are indicated by colored curb markings. Do not park in spaces marked by a wheelchair symbol reserved for people with disabilities, unless you have been issued a disability placard or disability license plate. Stopping, parking, or standing prohibited ORC 4511.68. No person shall stop, park, or stand a vehicle in any of the following places, except when necessary to avoid conflict with other traffic, or in compliance with the directions of a law enforcement officer or traffic control device. On a sidewalk. In front of a public or private driveway. In or within 20 feet of an intersection or crosswalk. Within 10 feet of a fire hydrant. Within 1 foot of another parked vehicle. Alongside a vehicle stopped or parked at the edge or curb of a street, or at any place where signs prohibit stopping. A bicycle, electric bicycle, moped, motor scooter, 150cc or less, or micro-mobility device may be parked on the sidewalk provided it does not impede the normal flow of pedestrian traffic. Parking on a hill or grade. In the event you must park your vehicle on a hill or graded surface, turn the front wheels toward the curb side of the road to stabilize the vehicle, shift from drive gear to park gear, set the parking brake, and turn the engine off.